You know, the sausage is stuffed in for one thing.
The intestines or the chitlins?
Yeah, right.
Okay, chitlins.
Right. Okay.
I don't say chitterlings, I say chitlins.
Okay. That's going to get better.
I think about Bruce Firestone if I think about chitlins.
Who?
Bruce Firestone. Oh. He went out to Bruce is Jewish, and he went out to a soul food restaurant with us when we took one of our speakers we had for a program here. And Bruce decided to have chitlins. And he put one bite in his mouth.
Didn't like it.
And I just laughed. I told Bruce, you gotta acquire a taste for just like bagels and lox. He said, this ain't nothing like bagels and lox. Whenever I mention the word chitlins to Bruce, now Bruce going. I was glad he ordered it, and that meant I got a double helping of chitlins because he couldn't deal with it.
Oh man.
Okay.
Okay. If it's time to go feed the stock and do the chores, you say it's
time to do the chores or feed the stock or
okay.
Whatever you want to use there.
Right. How about do you know anybody? Now this is just you know of anybody that ever had any cattle?
No.
How would you imagine someone, well, how would you call a cow in from pasture?
A what now?
A cow, you know, get some cattle in from pasture. How would you imagine a call, man?
Probably Roundup, I guess.
Okay. I mean, just the call that you would yell at them. You ever heard that?
To get the cow? No.
Okay. Yeah, how about calling calves? You ever heard anything about that?
No.
Or what might you say to a mule or a horse to get them to turn right or left?
Turn right or left.
Yeah. You ever heard any terms that, okay. How about, what would you tell a horse if you wanted to go forward?
Giddy up.
All right. You wanted him to stop?
Whoa.
Okay. How about if you wanted him to back up? You ever heard any terms for that?
No, not really.
How about call a feed a pig?
Sweet.
Okay. How about a call a sheep? You ever heard any of those?
No, I didn't even think they had one.
Okay. If you were going to go out and feed the chickens and you were calling them, what would you do? How would you call that?
Yeah, chick, 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 chick.
Okay. What's the thing that you have to put on a horse to, in order to, you know, the thing that goes over his head? What do you call that?
Bridle.
All right. And then another thing. You say, I'm going to the horses. I'm going to put them into, it, you know, when you put them into the, in front of the wagon, you...
Hitch up, I guess.
Okay. All right. What do you call those things that you hold when you're sitting on the wagon?
Stirrups. No. Reins.
Okay. And if you're on the back of a horse riding along, what would you call those things, those two things that you're holding?
I guess you would call them reins also.
Okay. If you have two horses, the horse on the left might be called what?
Left-sided horse.
If something's not right near at hand, you might, or you say it's just a little blank over.
A little further over.
Okay. Or, all right. If you've been traveling and you haven't finished with your journey, like you're going here in Jacksonville and you're in Daytona or something, okay, you might say that you had a blank before dark.
A rest stop.
All right, but you wanted to keep moving. You say, I've got to go before dark.
I can't pick up.
Okay. All right. Let's see. How would you refer to the distance between here and Tallahassee? Just, you know, talking about it. Say it's a...
long way.
Okay. If something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you would say that you can find it just about...
any place.
Okay. And if I was standing around here on some green slimy stuff,